Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
19 minutes to 11 o'clock, Saturday morning, and I'm joined now by Louise Wilson. Good morning, Louise.
Ooh, just about.
You had an exciting
day. Oh, it's been a bit of a mad one this morning, but yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Thank you very much for changing things around for me.
That's okay. Always a pleasure. Never a cure. So you're going to tell us, you're coming in a few times, aren't you,
over
the next sort of few weeks, because we are getting towards Christmas.
We certainly are, and I think, it's fair to say we are coming into that sort of festive period where you're going to have sort of work stews and Christmas parties and things to do. So it's trying to take some of that stress out of it, because I think often people get a bit sort of overwhelmed by, like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, cater for this person and that person and all the rest of it. So, and also where to go, because there are so many options. It's a bit like, where do you start? But hopefully I've sort of done a bit of the legwork.
Yeah.
Had a look around town and also outside of Cambridge. I think sometimes we can miss things if we don't look out, broaden our horizons.
Of course, not too far.
No, not too far. We're still, we're still South Cams, but just kind of looking outside of town as well at what's going on. But so I guess really you sort of have to have been on another planet really to have noticed the vegan and movement, or at least people cutting down on meat consumption during the week, or sort of just cutting down and making it a bit less.
It's a massive thing, isn't it?
It is huge.
Obviously, some people are vegan because of their beliefs, but other people are vegan because they just see it as a healthier way of eating, don't
absolutely.
They?
So I thought we would start this week taking a look at where you can go and what people are sort of offering, really. So we're going to take a look and see where vegan and vegetarian, we sort of keep it sort of fairly loose in that sense, but there are a few places out there. So I think a good place to start is Indian places, because almost by default there's a lot of options on Indian menus to take up, and most places, if it's not strictly vegan, can make it vegan. So for example, if it's a paneer dish, they can take that out of it. So I think it's always good to ask and say, don't just take the menu at face value, always ask as well. So one of the places is Tiffin Truck in town. I actually went down there when it was launching. It's beautifully presented and it's beautiful food. And also, they can do it in like a sort of a tapas style as well. So you can pick lots of different dishes and take little bits and pieces. But I've spoken to them over at the Tiffin Truck, and they gave me a preview of their Christmas menu as well.
Okay, so what can we look forward to?
So there's a few bits on there. For a starter, they got Sambar Vada, which is a lentil donut immersed in a lentil-based stew. For the main, they got a Punjabi Choli, which is, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which is chickpeas, Assam tea leaf, green chilli and chut masala, all served with rice and roti, and also a special dessert served up by the big man himself, I know less.
Yes.
Santa Claus will serve you your dessert. And that's the vegan menu is for $19.99 per person.
Right.
And you can help yourself to limitless mains as well. So once you've had one, you can, carry on asking
Keep
for
going.
More. Absolutely,
Sounds
on your main
fantastic.
Event. So it does sound very good. They're also offering two of the same Indian cocktail for £10 as well. So that's another one to look out for. So that's a good offer there.
The Tiffin Truck. Okay.
Absolutely, Tiffin Truck. Outside of Cambridge, slightly further afield, you've got UV Fusion, which is located on the A1198 near Royston. It's sort of between here and Royston. But that's got some fantastic reviews. And the award-winning chef there made some suggestions for the vegan guests amongst you. So Amran Hussein said that for a starter, the Buddha mix is a good one to go for. And for the main, the vegetable Buna as well. Mm. And they've based that on the feedback that they get for that from their vegan customers.
Right.
That it's a really, really good one to go for. There are other options available, but that specifically was sort of picked out by them.
And that's UV mix then?
UV Fusion.
UV then, Fusion.
Yeah, UV Fusion. No, that's fine. So the vegetable Buna is a traditional Bangladeshi dish common in the town of Sile. Pet. Mm. So they are open on Christmas Day for lunch. They've been extremely busy in previous years, so booking is definitely essential. And they're also open on Boxing Day between 5:30 and 9:30 p.m. And bookings only for that one. They specifically said they want to provide a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere after a long day shopping. I mean, to be honest, I couldn't imagine anything worse doing on shopping on Boxing Day. Oh no, crazy!
But actually, we quite often as a family go for an Indian meal on Boxing Day.
Oh well, there you go then. So yeah. That's your option then. So they also have an offer for Christmas, which runs from 1st of November through to 15th of January, where a booking of 6 people or more will receive £15 off their meal as well. So that's a really good one to go and also in town as well. So a sort of a spin on the traditional, but done in a vegan way, Stem and Glory. It would be remiss of me, I think, to not mention Stem and Glory, because they are strictly vegan. So everything on the menu is vegan.
Right.
So you haven't got to worry about asking in that sense, only if you've got allergies, you know, obviously check with that. I've been in touch with them. And they've got a fantastic Christmas menu, just full, packed, jam-packed full of really lovely-looking menus. So if you head to the website, obviously you'll find the full thing there. But I've been in touch with the lovely Louise over at Stem & Glory. And the chef there wanted to mention that the winter spice pate with sourdough for a starter, which can be made gluten-free if you take the bread out of that equation as well, is a really particularly good one to go for the starter. That's a winter spice beetroot, sherry and walnut pate with artisan sourdough toasted to spread it on.
Sounds lovely.
And to follow the S&G Festive Roast, which is described as a stupendous feast. Festive roast featuring a nut roast Wellington, maple roasted carrots, parsnips, garlic and rosemary roasted potatoes, a braised red cabbage and a rich homemade red wine and onion gravy, which sounds really good, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds delicious.
So they've got two courses there for $19.95 or three courses for $24.95, and they can host parties of up to 30 people. So if you've got a Christmas do or whatever, then they can host that. They have an offer for smaller groups as well. So if you head over to their homepage and go to the bottom of that page, you can download a voucher which gives you 20% off food for a table up to four people on their first visit as well. So again, that's a really fantastic offer as well. So
Stem and Glory, that
Stem
is,
and Glory
in the centre.
I think it's down King Street, isn't it?
I think it is. And the website is very good as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. It's very clear to work your way around. And like I say, so I'm just kind of picking out bits. You know, obviously go to the website and see what you can find, because there's obviously lots of different offers, but these are the, you know, these are the main sort of things that they've particularly highlighted. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we'll do, Louise. Yep. We'll take a quick pause for a bit of music, and then we're going to very quickly come back and talk to you briefly about what you can do with a sprout to liven it up, and then just a quick rattle through of a couple of Christmas food fairs and things going on. So we'll play a song by Chris Montez, great 60s song, and then we'll be back chatting with Louise in just a few minutes' time on Cambridge 105 Radio. There you go, classic song, Chris Montez, The More I See You, on Cambridge 105 Radio from 1966, if you like that kind of thing. Don't forget, excellent start to your Sunday is the 60s scene with John Gannon between 8 and 10 before Sunday brunch. He'll be here tomorrow with a couple of hours of fantastic 60s songs. Must just say a very quick good morning to Teresa. Hello, Teresa, who's off to St Paul's Church tonight on Hills Road to support Cambridge Street Aid. They're doing some country dancing and they're raising money, and then they give out grants to homeless folks in Cambridge around this time of year. Of course, we have a big homeless population in the city, and Teresa doing her bit. So nice to hear from you, Teresa, on that one. Louise is with me, Louise Wilson. We've been talking about dining out in the lead up to Christmas. We're going to be talking about all sorts of other things you can do at home. If you don't like dining out, or you're a bit strapped for cash, we'll stay listening, because in a couple of weeks' time we'll do things you can do at home, won't we, Louise?
Yeah.
But you were going to liven up the sprout for us.
Yeah, it's a bit of a contest. contentious issue, isn't it, really? The sort of the most divisive vegetable on the table is, of course, the Brussels sprout. Are you a lover or a hater?
I like them, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love them,
any which way, me.
And normally in the household, it's sort of the parent trying to coerce the child into having a sprout. But in mine, it's me trying to coerce my mother to put at least one on her on her plate. But look, I know we're short for time, so I won't give you all the history. But I sort of did have a look into sprouts, and it's, you know, it's not really clear where they come from, but it's around about the Victorian time that they were sort of introduced to our table, and probably due to seasonality. And did you know the sprout industry is worth a whopping £650 million per year?
It's big business, and I think the east of England is one of the major producers of sprouts in the world, isn't it,
let alone
the UK.
Yeah, it's 3,240 football pitches worth of sprouts come to our tables each year. I think also the other thing to mention as well, if you didn't like sprouts in the past, please try them again. Over the past few years, growers and breeders have been trying to sort of, you know, get that bitterness out of the sprouts. So they are much sweeter today than they were however many years ago.
Yes.
So it's well worth revisiting. And the lovely folk over at Stem & Glory, I asked them to give me a couple of ideas for sprouts to make them not just the sideshow, but the main event. And they have very lovingly given me a couple of ideas. How about this? So for starter, Brussels sprouts and butternut squash tartare glazed with a sesame and cranberry Dijon vinaigrette with blonde seeded shards. So that'd be like a cracker.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds gorgeous, doesn't it? And perhaps a sweet and sour sprout tofurkey. I'll have to be careful how I say that.
Yes.
With cashew crust on black rice and topped with a crispy tempeh for a main event as well. So they sound absolutely delicious. But my own personal favourite as well. And this would be more of a side plate, is just to simply roast them.
Yeah.
With honey or maple if you're going strictly vegan, with lots of salt and pepper. It's just absolutely delicious, honestly. I can't take it because it sweetens them.
How long do you just put them in and roast them?
Well, the thing is, you can parboil them first or straight from raw. It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah.
And just until they soften and they go a bit crispy on the outside as well. And so you get that sort of caramelised goodness out of them.
That sounds easy to do.
Okay, they are beautiful.
We've got about 1 minute,
no,
Louise. Can you tell any food events going on?
Okay, so happening next week from the 14th of November to the 16th of November, Ely Christmas Gift and Food Fair. That's in the nave of the cathedral. Hop over there. They've got a wide range of food stalls and gift stalls available as well, so you can find lots of foodie ideas.
Lovely. Ely Cathedral sounds awesome. Okay, well, listen, Louise, thank you very much indeed for coming in and joining us this morning. That's Louise Wilson. And next week, what are we going to talk about next week?
So next week, we're going to go sort of slightly more traditional. So we're going to take a look at sort of the meaty options, but not necessarily turkey or turkey done in a different way.
Lovely. Okay, well, that sounds good. Here you go. Food writer, Chef Louise Wilson. She'll be back with me right about 10:30 next Saturday morning.